What's my karma? On fortune telling. As a spiritual master, I understand that many people have a negative perception of karma, often relating it to punishment. However, karma, like all dualities, has two perspectives. It is like a glass half filled with water, which can be perceived as half filled or half empty. Karma simply means cause and effect, and every existence results from it, including myself. The karma that was imprinted on my spiritual state has brought me back to this life. My physical body, intellect, family members, and place of birth were all results of the accumulation of my past karma. Many people want to know their past life's karma so they can quickly resolve them and turn their lives around for the better. Some have come to me seeking answers, but I cannot reveal them all. Life is meant to be experienced, and so the rebirth must unfold naturally. However, I can offer subtle guidance to help one uncover the lessons, but self-intervention towards spirituality is still necessary. It is pointless to tell someone about their past life's karma because everything has already manifested during birth. The accumulation of past karma has already shaped everything before we became who we are today. There are no mistakes, and nothing is random. Even if the complete stories of our past were told, we would not be able to truly learn the lessons. True learning is through experience and not just an intellectual exercise. For example, we cannot truly know how outer space looks, smells, or feels like just by watching videos or photos. We need to experience it for ourselves. In the same way, if we have never tasted salt, it cannot be described by words alone. It is only through experiencing it that we can truly understand. Hence, to truly understand our karma, we must live our lives and experience the lessons that come with it. Let me share with you a story of a gifted psychic in southern Thailand, who had a unique ability to tell his clients about their past lives and offer remedies for their current life problems. He had a steady stream of around 10 clients per day, and many of them left feeling satisfied with his advice. However, as time passed, he began to notice that many of his clients' lives did not improve after following his guidance, and his predictions about their future were not always accurate. One day, the psychic came to me with a question that had been weighing on his mind. How is it possible that I can see my clients' past lives, give them remedies, and yet their lives don't turn out as I predict? He asked. He shared about the encounters with two of his clients. One man has accumulated a lot of merits in the past. He can't be poor in this life, but why did he suffer so much financially for the past many years? Another man was full of greed, stole from his parents and siblings in the past. He is destined to be poor in this life. How can he become so rich in this life? To answer his question, I explained that every rebirth creates new karma, even if there is a seed from the past. This seed will shape according to one's choices and thoughts in the current life, ultimately leading to completion. Take, for example, the first man who had accumulated a lot of merits in his past life. When the psychic told him about his past, he became filled with ego and confidence, thinking that he would not become financially poor in this life. However, his ego led him to splurge all his money on pleasures and material possessions, and he even borrowed more money to satisfy his desires. The psychic's remedies only acted at an intellectual level, and the man was not truly compassionate about helping others. He viewed his actions as a transactional deal. On the other hand, the second man was told that he was destined to be poor in this life because of his past actions of stealing from his family. However, upon hearing this, he began to accumulate good merits for 2 years. He realized the bitterness of his past actions and developed true compassion for others. He gave and shared his happiness with those around him and chose not to take any animal's life as food. His empathy for others allowed for real transcendence to take place within him, and as a result, he experienced abundance and joy. The psychic learned that life is meant to be experienced, and every rebirth offers an opportunity to create new karma. It is not enough to simply tell someone about their past lives and offer remedies at an intellectual level. Instead, true growth and transformation occur when individuals experience their lessons and develop true compassion for themselves and others.